Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. If I take my dog, Gigi Girl, for a walk between 7 and 7:30 at night around my neighborhood, and if I pass a certain house, this house that has the curtains drawn, their TV will be on, their big screen TV above the fireplace, and they will have on Jeopardy. How many of you have seen Jeopardy? So you know that Jeopardy is this game show hosted by Alex Trebek. 35 years he's hosted it. And for Jeopardy, there are 5 categories. Under each category are answers. And each answer gets harder and therefore worth more money. So the answer, what is an Episcopal church in Palos Verdes Estates? And you need to answer this by a question. And the question is?
What is St. Francis?
Very good. So the question was, what is St. Francis? Under the category of Sundays after Pentecost, I'll give you the answer. I need to know the question. The answer is the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, and the question is, what is this Sunday? I know this is not easy. Under the category of Gospels in Luke, the answer, and then I need to know the question. The answer is, they did not believe in resurrection because it was not in the Torah. And the question is, very good. Also, this is a little harder in the category of the Gospel of Luke. The answer, in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 6, you know that, a man whose brother died without having children must marry the deceased brother's wife and have children for him. And the question is, Clayton, what is the Levirate marriage law in Torah? Okay. The answer, this is still in the Gospel of Luke. There were 7 brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and third married her. And so in the same way, all 7 died childless. Finally, the woman died. And the question is, whose wife will she be in the resurrection? Whose wife? So the Sadducees, who did not believe in resurrection, wanted to trick Jesus. The answer that Jesus gives us is only a glimpse of heaven, a limited view answer. And Jesus' answer is not what they or we expected. So a glimpse is not the whole scene. For those who have lived through a violent or abusive marriage, Jesus' answer might be good news. But for those who have enjoyed an intimate companionship of love, they might not want to hear that limited answer. But Jesus, 2,000 years ago, is responding to marriage viewed as an arrangement of a man's right to a woman and a woman's right to male support. That's how Jesus is answering the question. So Jesus continues with a further, just a glimpse of heaven. This limited answer includes, we shall be like angels, children of God, children of the resurrection. Yet in all four Gospels, Jesus says, we are children of God now. In fact, in the first letter of John, not the Gospel of John, but the letter of John, John says a three-word sentence, God is love. So we are children of God who is love. And love is the heart of any relationship. And this passage on love is used at many weddings. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For now we see in a mirror dimly. But then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. So if the answer were faith, hope, and love abide, the question will be, what is love, the greatest of these? Keeping in mind, love never ends. Yet to say love never ends does not explain what that means. Love never ends does not explain what that means in relationship to heaven. And our human understanding of love does not understand the unconditional love of God, that eternal love is forever, and that we live forever in God. So to say love never ends is like trying to tell a blind person what the color red is like. And C.S. Lewis told this story. A woman artist was thrown into prison. Her only light came from a high window, and she could not see outside. This woman gave birth to a son in prison. And as her son grew up, she tried to explain what wheat fields are. Mountains, the ocean, waves on the shore. The boy could not understand what she was talking about, so she grabbed some pencils and drew a wheat field, mountains, waves on a shore. The boy still did not understand because he looked at pencil lines on faded paper and wondered what's so wonderful about that. She tried to give him an understanding of outside, and she couldn't. The story is a parable, and it tells us there's something out there. There's something about heaven that is beyond our understanding, and Jesus began to give us some idea of it, as he's done throughout the Gospels. Yet, even if we think love is within our understanding, of course it is, yet it's inexhaustible in trying to describe and define it. So if the answer is love never ends, the question can be, how do we live love now on earth? In 1992, Gary Chapman wrote a book, The Five Love Languages. He noticed, he studied, we express love, our love language, in different ways. Some of us prefer quality time. That's love. Or receiving gifts. Or words of affection. Or affirmation. Or acts of service. Physical touch. They say we have a primary love language and a secondary. Receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, and physical touch. To discover another's love language, observe the way they try to express love. Or what do they complain about? What need is not being met? I wish you would. They're trying to tell you their love language. And we often give love the way we prefer to be loved. So, if your spouse's love language is an act of service, and that person does the laundry, yet you think, well, that's just a household task. But for your spouse, this was a big deal. I did the laundry for you. And yet all they wanted was, I love you. So this person, maybe it dawns upon them, oh, my spouse's love language is an act of service. I will mow the lawn for them. And that person now feels loved. So love never ends, no matter what love language is yours. And in today's gospel, Jesus gave us a glimpse of heaven, a partial description, a limited view, and not the whole. Jesus' answer in today's gospel is the resurrection life is not this life all over again. It is a new existence in God's eternal love. Therefore, I would end this by praying, glory to you, God, whose love working in us is doing more than we can imagine. Amen.